Wallach and Buttery there with a track called Bee's Wings, and that's from the album Not Your Usual Mandolin and Tuba Record. I'm Mike Harding here in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales with another 2 hours of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music, loads of great new releases which I'm going to play for you right now. Lovely sunny morning here in the Yorkshire Dales, and later today I'm going to be heading over to the Green Dragon pub, the only pub in England with its own waterfall, where I'm going to be playing a few tunes. That's in Hardraw near Hawes at the northern end of this part of the Dales. When I got to Connemara recently, I found a fantastic new CD waiting for me in the house from Kathy Jordan, Shamie O'Dowd and Rick Epping, who go together collectively, of course, as The Unwanted. Their new album's called Payday. Rick Epping, ex-Pumpkinhead, fantastic jews harp player, harmonica player, concertina player. Kathy Jordan, of course, great singer and baron player from Dervish. And Shamie O'Dowd, also of Dervish. Well, he can get a tune out of a potato. Great guitarist, great fiddler, great harmonica player also. Their new album is a stunner. And from it, this is their version of a song they call Who Broke the Lock? But the longer version is Who Broke the Lock on the Henhouse Door.
I was down in the hen house on my knees. I thought I heard old Bruno sneeze. It was nothing but the rooster saying his prayers, thanking the Lord for the hens upstairs. Now, who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? Barnyard hen to the rooster out west, you're the one that I love best. Said the barnyard rooster, you're telling a lie, I caught you flirting with a big Shanghai. Now, who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? To the barnyard hen, you ain't laid an egg since Lord knows when. Said the barnyard hen to the barnyard rooster,
you don't come around as often as you used to.
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go.
Great stuff, The Unwanted there from their new album Payday with Who Broke the Lock. And the album is chock full of great stuff, just like that. Now, Mike Turnbull is a singer, songwriter. He comes from the Lake District, just up the road from where I'm sitting in the stone shed. Main instruments are tenor guitar, mandola and tenor ukulele. He's been compared to Seth Lakeman, which I think is sort of fair because he's got the same kind of localism, looking at local stories, from which, of course, comes the universal folk songs. And, of course, he's full of energy, just like Seth. His new album is called Circlet of Gold. It's an EP. I'm going to play you a track from it called The King of Dunmail Rays. Dunmail was the last king of Cumberland, killed by Southerners and buried under a cairn above Grasmere, which is where Dunmail raises the road, goes up to Keswick. Many of you will know it. There's also a shopping mall named after him in Workington, but we'll leave that. Warrior spirits apparently offer Dunmail, the dead king, the crown every year, but so far, like Merlin under Alderley Edge, he's refused the crown and stays put, far underground. This is Mike Turnbull with the song The King of Dunmail Raise.
A spray blows upon hillside, where Saxon men and Dunmail warriors hide. A flash of steel wielding over land, battle dress and decisions by the hand. Glory to the warriors of age. Who wait? Glory to the ones we see today. And they wait for the king of Dunmail Raise. Underneath close scrutiny, the lion peers. Golden stone is home for a million years. A witness to a tragedy of this age. Injustice of the land we see today. Glory to the warriors of age. Who wait? Glory to the ones we see today. And they wait for the king of Dunmail Raise. King of Dunmail Raise. Please consign this crown to the depths of a lake. The thumbnail comes to lead us again, we will wait. My warriors, draw up this circlet of gold. Place on my thumbnail can, wait to be told. Glory to the warriors of age. Who wait? Glory to the ones we see today. And they wait for the king of Dunmail Raise. The king of Dunmail Raise. King of Dunmail Raise. The 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 King of Dunmail Raise.
The King of Dunmail Raise from Mike Turnbull's new album, Circlet of Gold. Now, the last album from Alden Paterson and Dashwood was terrific, and the new one, which is called By the Night, has gone up another level entirely. Alan Berman, who runs Sidmouth Folk Festival, agrees with me that the band are exceptional. Here they are, Alden Paterson and Dashwood, with The Cobbler's Daughter. Stuff. Alden Paterson Dashwood from the album By the Night with The Cobbler's Daughter. Now, regular listeners to this show will know that I'm a bit of a nutter when it comes to the Irish banjo. I do tend to be a little bit overindulgent when it comes to that particular instrument. There's a new album just out from Shane Mulcrone called Solid Ground, which is chock full of great banjo playing. But I'm going to spare you a little bit of banjo at the moment and play you this track, which is Shane playing a tenor guitar, which can be strung exactly the same as a banjo. Shane is a fantastic musician, and here he is with a couple of tunes, Fowley's Mazurka and Billy's Boffin Waltz. Lovely bit of playing there. Fowley's Mazurka and Billy's Boffin Waltz from Shane Mulcrone's new album Solid Ground. Now Topic Records, one of the most outstanding labels in the cosmos, has got a tradition, I suppose you could call it, of producing albums called An Introduction To. I played you a track from An Introduction to Shirley Collins in the last show. Well, the two latest additions to that series are An Introduction to Eliza Carthy and An Introduction to John Tams. And from the first of those two, this is Eliza Carthy with what I think is a fantastic version of a song made famous by the Bahamian guitarist and singer Joseph Spence. Good morning, Mr. Walker. I think Eliza's version is just so full of life and so deeply rooted. I love it. So I do this live at Cambridge Folk Festival. She tore the place apart.
she's wearing that expensive dress. The people say she's ugly, but her father's full of money. Oh Lord, Mumble, why? Good morning, Mr. Walker.
I've come to see your daughter.
Oh, Mr. Walker.
I've come to see your daughter, sweet Rosemary. She promised she would marry me.
English folk at its very, very best. Eliza Carthy from the album An Introduction to Eliza Carthy, which is on the Topic label, with Good Morning, Mr. Walker. Now, Finbar Fury, as many of you will know, is a legendary piper and singer. He's one of the giants of Irish folk music. He's got a new album just out called Don't Stop This Now, and I'm going to play you a track from it, which I think is just totally and absolutely amazing. It reminds me very much of Ry Cooder and J.J. Cale, but it's very much his own song. Here's Finbar Fury with Sweet Liberty of Life.
May peace come, and let's pray there is no end. And may love hold on, put the world upside down again. Feel the music and you'll hear it sing, We've got it together in freedom's name. Let peace and love always be a friend. Sweet, sweet liberty, liberty of life. Sweet, sweet heaven I adore. Sweet, sweet, sweet is freedom's light. In your hands let my soul find peace of mind. Spirit of the music is your soul, and let the rhythm take your heart where it wants to go. Just feel the music and you'll hear it sing. We've got it together in freedom's name. Let peace and love always be your friend. Sweet, sweet liberty, liberty of life. Sweet, sweet heaven I adore. Sweet, sweet, sweet is freedom's light. In your hands let my soul find peace of mind. And ease your wanting pain. And may we never, never, ever see another crazy war again. Feel the music and you'll hear it sing. We've got it together in freedom's name. Let peace and love always be your friend. Sweet, sweet liberty, liberty of length. Sweet, sweet heaven I adore. Sweet, sweet, sweet is freedom's light. In your hands let my soul find peace of mind.
I love the way that track just rolls along, nice and steady. Finbar Fiore from his new album, Don't Stop This Now, with Sweet Liberty of Life. Now Hex, H-E-X, are a young band from the Scottish Highlands and Islands. Their second album, self-titled album, comes out, well, it came out this Friday just gone. It features a new sound from the band. They've grown from being a four-piece to a six-piece, including bagpipes, border pipes, accordion, fiddle and whistles, guitar, keyboards, drums and bowron. From their new album, which is called Horo, this is Hex with a beautiful song called Walk the Road.
Together. Think not of feeling receive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, and we'll walk the road together.
Walk the Road, sometimes called Walk the Road Together, from Hex's new album Horo, song apparently written by Kate Rusby. Has a very traditional feel to it, though. Something of a Scottish influence, I would say. Well, talking of Scotland, I'm going to stay there and play another track for the many of you who wrote in asking for another song from the album by Kirsty Law, Young Night Thought. Kirsty describes herself as a songmaker heavily influenced by the tradition, and on the album she's invited various guests. The last track I played had Kareem Polwart on it, and on this she's joined by Jarlath Henderson. It's a beautiful track called Fledgling.
In the cool new awakened morn, I found a bird down by the wall. In the garden, in the grey, I stopped my sporting, stopped my play. Its head was twisted out behind. I could see the backward broken wing. Its breast split open there to find the little heart that we small.
Little hatchling, there is no one there to catch you. Eyelashes, tears, and bone. Oh, my little fledgling, will you look over the edge, and will you step to the unknown?
How come such a tale of hurt, cruelly crushed into the dirt, in amongst the scattered leaves? No flight, no song, no day.
My little hatchling, there is no one there to catch you, a foundling in the snow. Oh, my little fledgling, will you muster up the strength, and will you find the tracks back home?
I reached up high to pluck a leaf to make his little winding sheet, to mark the place of heart-shaped stone. Sea glass, shells, and shards of bone.
I love that last line. Sea glass, shells and shards of bone. Taking the grandchildren out on the beach. Those are the things we often collect along our walks. Kirsty Law and Jarlath Henderson there from the album Young Night Thoughts with the song Fledgling. Now, I've been meaning to play something from the new album by Ed Romanoff for quite some time now. I've only just managed to get round to it. The new album is called The Orphan King. Ed Romanoff is a singer and songwriter from the USA, deeply rooted and deeply steeped in Americana. And this song is called The Orphan King. And it really is ironic because it was only after writing this song, apparently, that Ed Romanoff found out that his father wasn't Russian after all, but was some anonymous Irishman. Here's Ed Romanoff with The Orphan King.
My father held me one time, and then he said goodbye. But I still believe in love. He never looked back, and I don't know why. I believe in love. He passed me his crown on the way out of town. But I still believe in love. And he left me a kingdom to wear it around. But I still believe in love. Hail to the orphan king, with a crooked smile and a crackerjack ring, an alley cat choir and a song to sing. I still believe in love. Don't know alone until you sit on a throne, but I still believe in love. And a castle's not a home, it's hunger and stone, but I believe in love. The only love I had, I borrowed and I stole, but I still And now the kindness of strangers is my ace in the hole, but I still believe in love. Hail to the orphan king, with a crooked smile and a crackerjack ring, an alley cat choir and a song to sing. I still believe. I've slept in parked cars, I drank in graveyards, I woke up in a schoolyard, face down by a squad car. But I still believe in love. King, with a crooked smile and a crackerjack ring. Well, it ain't easy being king, but I still believe. Hail to the orphan king, superhero of suffering, like Moses or Batman or James Dean. I still believe. Even on these crumbling streets, you know, I believe in love. I give it away, sometimes it comes back to me. But I believe in love. I've seen it, in a grandmother's eyes, you know, I believe in love. And even in these uncertain times, I believe in love. 'Cause I am your fun king.
Romanoff with the title track of his new album, The Orphan King. Now, there seems to be a bit of a resurgence in Ireland of a cappella groups. If you think of bands like The Voice Squad and Coda, which is a band that's new to me, that I think are absolutely marvellous, there's a new all-women group called Landless, and I think they're absolutely superb. So I'm going to play you a track from their new album, Bleaching Bones, in a moment, called The Ballad of Spring Hill, which was written by Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger. And that's going to be followed by John Tams from his new album, An Introduction to John Tams, with a song called Unity, which is very much about miners. The Ballad of Spring Hill is the Spring Hill mine disaster, and so the two songs are linked. So in a few moments, John Tams with Unity. But first of all, here's Landless from their album Bleaching Bones, and a beautiful a cappella version of The Ballad of Spring Hill.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the cold and the miners lie in roads that never saw sun nor sky. Roads that never saw sun nor sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy. Often the earth will tremble and rove. When the earth is restless, miners die. Bone and blood is the price of. Bone and blood is the price of gold. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, late in the year of 58, the day still comes and the sun still shines, but it's dark as a grave in the Cumberland. Cumberland mine. Burn at the coal-faced miners working, rattle of the bells and the quarters play. Then a rumble of rock and the walls close around. Living and the dead men 2 miles down. Living and the dead men 2 miles down. 12 men lay 2 miles from the pit shaft. 12 men lay in the dark and sang. Long hot days in the miner's tomb. It was 3 foot high by 100 long. 3 foot high by 100 long. 3 days passed and the landscape evident. Caleb rushed away off and said, there's no more water nor light nor bread. So we'll live on songs and hope instead. Live on songs and hope instead. Listen for the shouts of the bare-faced miners. Listen through the rubble for the rest.
together through the land. Stand up, stand up now.
Brother, sister, make a stand. Stand up, stand up now.
Keep the spirit, keep it way. Stand up, stand up now.
Unity.
Well, that track's called Unity, brackets, Raise Your Banners High, from John Tam's new album, well, I should say, from the new Topic album, An Introduction to John Tam's. John Tam's, of course, one of our great singers, songwriters, musicians, who wrote the music for that great production, War Horse. And he's done so much else besides, of course. Founding Home Service and playing with Mukram Wakes, being a damn good melodeon player and a good lad and all. Before that, you heard Landless from their album Bleaching Bones with a beautiful version of The Ballad of Spring Hill. Now, damn it, I'm going to play another track from The Unwanted's new album, Payday, because it is a stonker. It is fantastic, in my humble opinion. This is their version of what I'm pretty certain is a Traveller song. Lancome do a great version of this, but I love the version that the Unwanted do just as much. This is What Will We Do When We Have No Money? Bloody good question, actually. Do when we have no money. The Unwanted from their new album Payday. Now, one of the albums I've been playing a lot recently is the new one from Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage called Awake. I've played a track from it already on previous shows. Well, I'll play you another track from it now. And this is called Selkie Song. It's not the traditional song of the seal that turns into a woman and hides her sealskin so she can be human. And then the sealskin is discovered and she has to go back to being a seal again. It's another song entirely, but it was influenced, if you like, by the traditional ballad. This is Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with Selkie Song. beautiful. Anna Sanders and Ben Savage from their new album Awake with Selkie Song. Now, it's a long time since we had anything new from Kath and Phil Tyler. They play Anglo-American folk music, guitar, banjo, voice and fiddle. Many of you will know that Kath was a member of that wonderful American band Cordelia's Dad. Raw, honest and rootsy, their new album is composed entirely of traditional songs. The album is called The Ox and the Axe, and from it, this is a song which I first heard Bob Davenport sing a long, long while ago, the song of the lower classes. Song there from the new album from Kath and Phil Tyler, The Ox and the Axe. That was the song of the lower classes. Now, I went to see the Rheingans sisters recently in the Quaker Meeting House at Settle. It was one of the most beautiful concerts I've seen. It was rooted and very gutsy, but at the same time, there was a delicacy and a subtlety about all the music that was just fantastic. And hearing it in that beautiful space, the Quaker Meeting House, a place of great peace and friendship, was fabulous. And one of the songs I loved most of all was the title track, Bright Field. It's their own composition, but at the end of it, there's a piece of spoken word, which comes from the poetry of the great Welsh poet R.S. Thomas. I think this is really, really beautiful, but let's see what you think. From the album Bright Field, this is the Rheingans Sisters with the title track.
I have seen the sun break through to illuminate a small field for a while, and gone my way and forgotten it. But that was the pearl of great price, the one field that had treasure in it. I realize now that I must give all I have to possess it. Life is not hurrying on to a receding future, nor hankering after an imagined past. It is the turning aside, like Moses, to the miracle of the lit bush, to a brightness that seemed as transitory as your youth once, but is the eternity that awaits you.
Well, that's Anna Rheingans and Rowan Rheingans there with their own composition, Bright Field, and the words of R.S. Thomas were spoken at the end there by David Davis Hughes. Beautiful track. I love it when you get the words of a great poet and the music of great composers like those two lasses coming together to produce a beautiful piece of music. And there's something magical about watching two sisters work together like those two, who just instinctively seem to know each other's minds. That was one great night in the Quaker Meeting House in Settle. Let's have another track from Alden Patterson and Dashwood's new album, By the Night. This time it's their version of the Appalachian, well, the old-timey song, Red Rocking Chair. And it's great, too.
Ain't got no use. Ain't got no use for your red rocking chair. Ain't got no sugar baby now. Ain't got no honey sugar baby now. Later in the shade. Later in the shade, gave her every dime I made. What more can a poor boy do? What more can a poor boy do? Who rocked the cradle? Who rocked the cradle? Who'll sing that song? Who'll be your honey when I'm gone? Who'll be your honey when I'm gone? I'll rock the cradle. I'll rock the cradle and I'll sing that song. Now be your honey when I'm gone. Now be your honey when I'm gone. It's all I can do. It's all I can do and it's all I can say. Gonna sing it to your mama next payday. Gonna sing it to your mama next payday. Ain't got no use. Ain't got no use for your red rocking chair. Ain't got no sugar baby now. Ain't got no honey sugar baby now.
Red Rocking Chair from Alden Patterson and Dashwood's new album, By the Night. Now, my pal Spike, who looks after all the IT stuff on our website and sorts out the servers and actually puts this show out onto the internet, sent me a CD from a lad called Richard Knott, a Manchester-based singer-songwriter, and said, have a listen to this. I did, and I like it. The album's called Long Story Short, and from it, this is a track called Let's Go to Town.
Hey now, honey, it's Friday night. No more 9 to 5 in sight. Come on, baby, let's go to town. Sure enough, sugar, we're overdue to have a little fun like others do. So come on, baby, let's go to town. Lately you've been looking kind of blue. Oh, let it go, don't you know? I can make you feel brand new, so live it up and take a chance. Might even get me to dance. Come on, baby, let's go to town. I'll pour some drinks while you get dressed. All in red's what I like best. Come on, baby, let's go to town. Let your hair down, paint your nails. That's a look that never fails. Come on, baby, let's go to town. You and I are going on a spree. You look great. But wait, that frown tells me you disagree. Now why'd it take a girl so long? How come every outfit's wrong? Come on, baby, let's go to town. Come on, baby, let's go to town. Your clothes are scattered around the room. I'm getting high on your perfume. Come on, baby, let's go to town. You know it's almost more than I can bear. Seeing you, woohoo, parading in your underwear. So why don't we just hit the hay? Too late to go out anyway. Come on, baby, let's go to town. Come on, baby, let's go to town.
Let's go to town. Richard Knott, K-N-O-T-T, from his album Long Story Short. If you want details of any of the artists that are on this show or any of the other shows, then just go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists on this show and that have ever appeared on any of the shows. In particular, on this show, you might need to go and look at the website because the album From the Unwanted is not available in shops, I don't think, and so far I've not been able to find a particular website, but there is an email address for them. In fact, I'll give it you now. It's info.theunwanted, all one word, at gmail.com. I'll repeat that, info.theunwanted at gmail.com. Now, London band Misshaped Pearls are another big band, a seven-piece. I love their last album, Tamesis. They've been quiet for the last couple of years, composing, writing and recording, and mixing both here in the UK and in France. The result is an album called Shive Light, which I think is really lovely. But let's see what you think. That's more important. Here's Misshaped Pearls with their version of the traditional song, The Cuckoo.
She's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies. She doesn't sing cuckoo till the fourth day of daylight. Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high. I could see William as he wandered. Thank you.
Misshaped Pearls there from their new album Shive Light with their version of the traditional song The Cuckoo. And I really like it. I hope you do too. Now this is straight off the press. It's so hot I haven't even thought about what I'm going to say about it because it's just literally come in through the shed door. Lucy Ward, that wonderful young singer from the Derby area, has just produced a new album called Pretty Warnings. It's rooted, it's a reworking in many cases of traditional themes, and the songs and the singing are just absolutely out of this world. I'm just going to play you one track, and it's one that struck me right between the eyes. It's called Mari Fach, which is Welsh for Little Mary, Little Mary. It's basically a reworking of the song The Cruel Mother, but in this case it's based on a true story. Just let me have a look here. It's about a girl called Mary Morgan who had an illegitimate baby. Just after the Irish referendum, it seems pertinent to be playing such a song. This, I think, is a majestic, tragic and beautiful song. Here's Lucy Ward.
There was a girl called Mary Morgan, all alone and alone-y-o, who loved a man she wished she hadn't, down by a greenwood side-y-o. She leaned her back against an oak, all alone and alone-y-o. She thought three times that her back would be broke, down by a greenwood side-y-o. She leaned her back against a wall, all alone and alone-y-o. And there her bastard babe was born, down by a greenwood side-y-o. She took out her long penknife, all alone and alone-y-o, and took away her baby's life, down by a greenwood side-y-o. The babe, like a bird, all covered in feathers, all alone and alone-y-o, grew wings and flew to the gates of heaven, down by a greenwood side-y-o.
Oh, my river.
Well, I couldn't think of anything to put in after Lucy Ward's shattering song there. So what I followed it with is a track from the new album from Femi Gao. The album is called Beyond the Milky Way, and that lovely piece of piano and violin music, fiddle music, is called Swan Song. Now, let's have something a bit different. It's new, but not to the world. It's new to me. A double album called Good for What Ails You, Music of the Medicine Shows, 1926 to 1937. The Medicine Shows were shows that went round America, particularly the southern states, selling quack medicines to the unsuspecting. And they almost always had a little band playing with them, sometimes a two-piece, three-piece, whatever, and basically it was simple instruments like fiddle, jug, washboard, guitar, banjo, any combination of those. Well, I'm crazy about that kind of music anyway, and do play it quite a bit myself from time to time. What I'm going to play you now is a track from the Memphis Sheiks called He's in the Jailhouse Now, the original version of the song which some of you may remember from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, that fantastic Coen Brothers film. Anyway, here's the Memphis Sheiks.
Next day at the poll, he voted with heart and soul. But instead of voting once, he voted twice. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Instead of him staying at home, let those white folks business alone. He's in the jailhouse now. He sold it to the police on the beat. Now Henry's feeling funny. Police give him mock money. He's got a ball and chain around his feet. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. The judge gave him 2 years, and Henry's shedding tears. He's in the jailhouse now.
Stuff. He's in the jailhouse now. The Memphis Sheiks. And the album, just in case you want to rush out and get a copy, is called Good for What Ails You, Music of the Medicine Shows, 1926 to 1937. And on a rough count, there's 48 fabulous tracks, including Her Name Was Hula Lou from the Carolina Tar Heels, Adam and Eve in the Garden from Bogus Ben Covington, and I heard the voice of a pork chop from Jim Jackson. Some great stuff for me to wend my way through. I'm going to stay the other side of the pond now with a track from the new album from Anna and Elizabeth. Elizabeth Laprelle, one of the great voices from the Appalachian Mountains, and Anna Roberts-Gavalt, who's a fantastic instrumentalist as well as a great singer. Their new album is called The Invisible Comes to Us. It's on the Smithsonian label, and from it, this is a beautiful traditional ballad, The Ripest of Apples.
Come, my friends and dear companions, come and mourn a while with me, for I have lost my own dearest jewel, clothing, mourning I must be. When I'm asleep, I'm dreaming about him. When I'm awake, I take no rest. Must I cross this wild, cruel ocean to see the one that I love best? His eyes are clear as a crystal fountain, cheeks as red as the damask rose, his hair is black as any raven, and o'er his forehead hangs in curls. When I'm asleep, I'm dreaming about him. When I'm awake, I take no rest. Must I cross his wild ocean to see the one that I love?
Ripest Apples from the album The Invisible Comes to Us, Anna and Elizabeth. Well, a version of that was recorded, would you believe, sometime between 1972 and 1975 in Kent from a gypsy singer called Joe Jones. So there you go, all the way from Kent right across the pond to the Appalachian Mountains. The folk process. Now, this next new release that I'm going to play is actually a re-release of an album from Robin Williamson and his Merry Band. Robin Williamson, founder of the Incredible String Band, of course, and this reissue on fledgling is well, well overdue. By the time he came to make this album, Robin Williamson was experimenting with all kinds of things, including whimsy. Hence the very strange quality to this song. It really is wonderfully, wonderfully weird. Well, let's see what you think. This is the Maharaja of Mogador, and there are some amazing vocal sounds in this. I must warn you, anybody of a nervous disposition.
There's a rich Maharaja of Mogador, who had 10,000 camels, or maybe more. He had rubies and pearls, and the loveliest girls, but he didn't know how to do the Ramba. He could afford a rich reward, so to his people one day he said, I take on my rubies, take on my pearls, take on my camels, I will keep on my girls. Ramba lessons are wanted for the rich Maharaja of Mogador. So a slick little chick answered, that's for me, to the ad he had placed in Variety. But when she saw his expanse, she could tell at one glance he would never learn how to do the Ramba. He had his wealth, he had his health, so he looked in her eyes and said, ah. Take on my pearls, take on my camels, I will keep on my girls. From now on you'll be working for the rich Maharaja of Mogador. He was anxious to learn, so she taught him right. But she taught him the thrill of a moonlight night. He discovered the bliss of a half-promised kiss. But he never learned how to do the Ramba. And on the day she went away, you could hear all the people say, she took his rubies, she took his pearls, she took his camels and all his girls, she took his money, and what is more, she made the rich Maharaja the poor Maharaja of Mogador.
Yeah. Well, I suspect you either love that or completely and utterly hate and detest and abhor it. Well, there you go. You pay your money and you take your choice. Let's have another track from Finbar Fury's new album, Don't Stop This Now. In this case, his masterly, I think, interpretation of the beautiful traditional song, The Galway Shawl.
In Oranmore, the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a cutting, both rare and handsome, and her beauty fairly took my breath away. She kept on talking, we kept on walking, till our father's cottage, it came into view. She said, come in, son, and meet me, father, and play to please him the foggy dew. She sat me down there beside the turf fire. I could see her father, he was 6 feet tall, and a mother soon. The kettle boiling, but all I could think about was the Galway Shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it and around.
her shoulder, the Galway song. I played a blackbird, the stag of Bally, Rodney's glory, and the foggy dew. And she sang each note like an Irish linnet, as her tears they fell from her eyes so true. It was early, all in the morning, I hit the road for sweet Donegal. I smiled and thanked her. She cried and kissed me, and my heart remained with the Galway song. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders the Galway shawl, and around her shoulders the Galway Shawl.
Great stuff. Not just a great piper, but a great singer too. Can't fault that, personally. Loved it. The Galway Shawl. Finbar Fury from his latest album, Don't Stop This Now. Just got time for a couple more tracks, and I want to play you a track first of all from an album called Black Cowboys from Dom Flemons, one-time singer and musician with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who has recently worked, of course, with Martin Simpson. The album is called Black Cowboys because, well, many people think that cowboys were all white, like Tom Mix and Roy Rogers and Hopalong Cassidy and people like that. And the image is always of these handsome, brave white men riding the great cattle trains, the great herds of cattle across the continent to feed the big industrial cities. Nothing could actually be further from the truth. Most of the cowboys, a great number of them at least, were black. The job of a cowboy was crap. Basically, he had to ride a horse and follow behind these huge herds of longhorns, breathing dust, sleeping on the ground, eating beans, and constantly under threat of attack from the weather, from rustlers, and in some cases from Native American tribes, who were not happy at what was going on in their own country. The story of the Black Cowboys has not really been told in song so far, and this album goes some way to putting that right. I've only just got hold of it, so I can't tell you any more than that, really, until I've had time to sit down, learn, and inwardly digest, as my horrible Uncle Len used to say. Meanwhile, here's a great track from the new album, Black Cowboys, Dom Flemons with Texas Easy Street.
Tell me, Mama, what's the matter now? I'm going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. When you see me coming, don't call my name. When you see me coming, don't call my name. I'm going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. Ooh.
be madder now. Please tell me what the matter now. I'm going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. When you see me coming, heist your window high. When you see me coming, heist your window high. But I'm going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. Ooh, what's the matter now? Please tell me, what's the matter now? But I'm going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. Got the Texas blues and blue as I can be. Got the Texas blues, blue as I can be. But I'm going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. What's the matter now? She said, ain't nothing the matter. Please tell me, what's the matter now? She said, nothing was the matter. Got a black mule baby kicking in my stall. Ooh, what's the matter now? Ooh, what's the matter now? I'm going back to Texas to live on Easy Street. When you see me running, something's going on wrong. When you see me running, something's going on wrong. Cause I'm going back to Texas to live on Easy Street.
Texas Easy Street from Don Fleming's new album Black Cowboys on the Smithsonian label, and I'll have a good read of that and play you another track perhaps in the next new releases show. Just got time for one more track to say goodbye to you all. I'm going to play another track from the new Topic album, An Introduction to Eliza Carthy. This is her version of a song that I know from the singing of English Travellers, English Gypsies, beautiful song, Willow Tree.
As I pass by, hey, willow tree, that willow leaf blew down on me. I picked it up, it would not break. I passed my love, he would not speak. Oh, speak, young man, and don't be shy, for I'm the girl, can't pass you by. Oh, friends, we met and friends will part. I wished your bosom were a glass, so I could view it through and through, just to view the secrets of your heart. If I love one, I can love two. Thank you.
Great stuff. Great version of Willow Tree there from the new album from the Topic label, An Introduction to Eliza Carthy. Wonderful stuff. Great album. Do check it out. I was going to stop there, but I forgot. I've got to tell you a couple of things. Don't forget to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, where there are now 256 of these shows to download, all free and for nothing. But having said all free and for nothing, I do have to point out that we have to pay lights, electricity, heating, rent, etc., etc., and of course the servers, which are the biggest expense of all, and the various licenses we have to pay as well. So if you fancy dobbing a few bob our way, then do so via the website. There's a donate button there. And I'm going to look at setting up something called Patreon, or Patreon, I don't know how you pronounce it, which will enable us, people who want to send, I don't know, a couple of shillings a week. And it won't matter because it'll all add up and all keep us afloat. So I'm going to play another track just as a little bit of a bonus. And this comes from a local band. Most of the lads are from the Clitheroe area. They're all absolutely fabulous musicians. And this is a terrific album. The band are called Drop the Floor. The album is called Fairly Cooking. And this is Helvic Head and the Humours of Ballylochlan. And all I can say now is, look after yourselves, mind how you go, and ta-ra!